Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this mental health journey. Today, we're diving into something that can be seriously tough, but also life-changing. Learning to accept help when you need it most. Ever feel like a superhero with invisible wounds? Like you've got to handle everything on your own because reaching out just feels weak? Trust me, I get it. That internal voice telling you to toughen up can be deafening. But here's the truth bomb. Asking for help isn't weakness, it's actually a superpower. It takes courage, strength, and self-awareness to admit when we need a hand. And believe me, that hand is usually waiting right there for you, ready to lift you up. So let's break down why accepting help can be so game-changing. First off, it breaks the isolation. Depression can make us feel like we're in this alone, which intensifies everything. But when we reach out, we realize we're not alone in this battle. It fosters a sense of connection and belonging, reminding us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Remember that feeling when you finally shared your deepest fear with a trusted friend and they just understood? That validation, that shared experience can be incredibly healing. Number two, it allows for fresh perspectives. When you're stuck in the thick of it, your thoughts can feel like a tangled web. But someone else looking in can offer a different viewpoint, maybe even a solution you hadn't considered before. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix your car engine without consulting a mechanic, right? Mental health is no different. We need experts and supportive people who can guide us through the complexities. Thirdly, accepting help reduces self-blame. Depression often whispers those insidious doubts. It's all your fault, you should be able to handle this. But remember, depression isn't a personal failing, it's a medical condition. When we allow ourselves to accept help, we acknowledge that we deserve support and care, just like anyone else facing a health challenge. And here's the kicker. Accepting help can actually empower you. It's about reclaiming control over your life, saying, "I'm not giving up, I'm choosing to fight back with the support I need." That takes courage and that's something to celebrate. Imagine a runner reaching for their water bottle during a marathon. They're not weak, they are strategizing, preparing to keep going strong. Accepting help is like that, it's about fueling your journey towards recovery. Let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a talented writer who was struggling with crippling self-doubt. She had so many amazing ideas, but couldn't seem to put pen to paper. Her inner critic was on overdrive, telling her she wasn't good enough. One day, she decided to join a writing workshop. Initially, she felt nervous and hesitant, afraid of being judged. But as she shared her work with other writers, she received encouragement, constructive feedback, and genuine support. The feeling of belonging and validation boosted her confidence, helped her overcome her self-doubt, and ultimately allowed her to blossom as a writer. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Accepting help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a courageous step towards healing and growth. You deserve support, and there are people who genuinely want to help you thrive. So take that leap, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. You might be surprised at the strength and resilience you find within yourself when you let others in. This journey is about taking each day as it comes, celebrating every small victory, and remembering that you are loved, worthy, and capable of overcoming anything. Keep fighting. Keep believing in yourself, and never forget help is always available, waiting for you to reach out. Now go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. I'm cheering you on every step of the way.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.